The war's toll for 7 days leading up to January 17, 2006. And I'll be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers whose names were released in the past 7 days, who were killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. And for the first time today, I will be reading the names of Iraqi civilians who have been killed in the war, a comparable number to those soldiers that have fallen. But first, the numbers. As of this morning, January 18th, 2006, 2,423 coalition soldiers have been killed to date in Iraq. Of that number, 2,222 are U.S. soldiers. In this past week, 12 U.S. and coalition soldiers were reported killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 324 coalition soldiers have been killed since the invasion of October 2001. 259 of those are U.S. soldiers. No soldiers were reported killed in the past week. That is, no U.S. or coalition soldiers were reported killed in the last week. We still have no numbers whatsoever for Afghanis killed since the invasion. Back to Iraq, the official total of Iraqi civilians who have been killed since the invasion, March 2003, stands at 31,657. This is according to IraqBodyCount.org. Iraq health institutions and institutions outside Iraq estimate the actual total of U.S. civilians killed at well over 100,000 and probably closer to 200,000 at this point. In the past week, at least 88 Iraqis were killed, bringing the total in January of 2006 to at least 423. And now, the names of Iraqi civilians that have been killed in Iraq. I will read 10. All these names are folks that were killed early in the invasion in March 2003. My apologies to any Arabic-speaking people. I will do my best to pronounce these names. This small memorial, I'm sure they'll appreciate at least the attempt. Abd Al-Jiel Aouda, 73-year-old man. Abed Jaber Alwan, 65-year-old man. Ahmed Tafur Najim Al-Salehi, 18-year-old man. Alaa Bush Daki, unknown age, male. Ali Mahmad Manea Swade Agzawi, 10-year-old boy. Ali Aritha Abbas, 67-year-old man. Ali Ajwad Maheshi, unknown age, female. Amged Saad Mutluk, 28-year-old man. Fala Hassoun, 9-year-old boy. Hadei Nase Hassan, 55-year-old man. I will now read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers whose names were reported in the past week or killed in Iraq. On January 7th, Darren D. Braswell, civilian for the Department of Defense, 36 years old, Riverdale, Georgia. On January 10th, Michael Joseph McMullen, 25 years old, Army National Guard, Salisbury, Maryland. On the 13th of January, Mitchell K. Carver, Jr., 31 years old, U.S. Army, Charlotte, North Carolina. On the 13th of January, Kyle E. Jackson, 28 years old, U.S. Army, Sarasota, Florida. Also on the 13th of January, Jonathan Kyle Price, 19 years old, U.S. Marine, Woodlawn, Illinois. Also on the 13th of January, Michael Anthony Jordan, 35 years old, U.S. Navy, Augusta, Georgia. On January 14th, Justin J. Watts, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, Crownsville, Maryland. On January 15th, Casper Allen Dudkowitz, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Chalanpago, Guam. On January 15th, Dustin L. Kendall, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Conway, Missouri. This has been the War's Toll for the 7 days leading up to January and through January 17th, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin of KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. As always, our hearts go out to the fallen, their loved ones and families in all countries.